After celebrating the Passover and singing some hymns, Jesus and his 11 disciples left the upper room. And Judas had already departed to do his dastardly deed and to meet with the chief priests and to complete the betrayal of his master. The 12 traveled across the Kidron Valley to a grove of olive trees and called the Garden of Gethsemane. There Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray." And we'll read this in Matthew 26:36. "And pray that you may not enter into temptation." And we read that in Luke 22:40. Jesus then took his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John, and went in a little farther. And Matthew says the Lord began to be sorrowful and deeply disturbed. Jesus said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death." Matthew 26:38. We can translate that as, "My soul is so burdened down that it is killing me." You ever have a burdened soul so deep that it feels like it's going to kill you? Well, that's where Jesus was. I do not believe it was a dread of the cross that bothered Jesus. It was not fear of the scourging or the mocking of or the nails. When he knelt down and prayed, "Oh, my Father, it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26:39. He was praying the one thing that was most troubling to him, the acceptance of guilt for the sins of the entire human nation. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having to accept the guilt of everybody's sins? I mean, it's bad enough when we have to have the guilt, suffer the guilt for one other person's sin, but Jesus was going to have to suffer the guilt for the sins of the entire world. I believe that's why he said that he was sorrowful, even to death, knowing that he was going to have to take on the world's sins. I don't think it had anything to do with what he was expecting. He knew it was going to happen, the scourging. I was watching a video the other day. It was very graphic about the scourging, and it was painful just to watch the video. But Jesus knew what was going to happen. He knew that he was going to be hung on that cross. He knew everything that was going to happen to him. But that's not what was disturbing him so much, that was causing so much pain. The scriptures also tell us that our iniquities separate us from the Father, and our sins turn his face away from us. Jesus, the Son of God, had lived for all eternity in perfect harmony with the Father. Perfect harmony. He listened to the Father. He talked with the Father. Could you imagine that? Being able to communicate with God the Father. Nothing had ever come between them, but when Jesus took the horrible stains of our sins on his spotless soul, it ripped apart that perfect, loving relationship. The father turned his face away from the son because of my sins and your sins. The scriptures tell us he approached the father with strong cries and tears. His heart was breaking, but he accepted the bitter guilt, the bitter cup, I should say, of our guilt. He did even that for us. Now, how could we not love and worship him for doing that for us? When God could no longer go directly to Jesus, he did the one thing he could still do. He sent his angel to comfort and strengthen his son. He came to this table, and we come to this table to remember Jesus' magnificent sacrifice, to worship him, to pledge him ourselves, to serve him. So let us bow down our hearts and worship him through the Lord's Supper. Let's take the emblems together. Let's take the bread and have prayer first. Father in heaven, we thank you for this simple loaf, this unleavened bread that reminds us of your Son's body given for us on the cross, so that we might have eternal life. Together, please. Let's take this fruit of the vine. Father in heaven, you have blessed us in so many ways. Above all, you've given your Son on that cross, so that we may be forgiven, that we may have eternal life, that we may be loved by you forever. Father, I pray that your blessings will be upon this fruit of the vine that is a reminder of your Son's blood that was shed for us on the cross. Blood that was shed so that we may be loved forever. In your Son's name I pray. Amen. This is a time that we gather together for every Sunday morning, which is very fitting because it reminds us. It reminds us every Sunday of the gift that was given for us. Amen.